We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833. I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting.
What's up, everybody? Good morning. Morning, studio.
Morning. Morning.
Okay. We're going to go around the room, get to know each other a little better. I'll ask the question. Since you haven't heard the question yet, I'll go first. What's the funniest place you've ever fallen asleep? Think about that. I go back to being probably 18 years old, and I used to run a countdown on the weekends on my very first radio station. It was called KLAZ. It was a Rick D's countdown. Rick D's weekly top 40. Here, come to number one. And I had to switch CDs out. So the first CD would finish. It'd get to like number 20. I'd put in the CD from 20 to 10. Put in the CD from 10 to 1. But I had to watch it myself. And I remember that middle CD, I was so sleepy because I had worked the night before. I had like 3 hours sleep. And I was out at like a bar or something doing a radio event. And I remember dreaming that I was dancing with Ricky Martin. Living La Vida Loca.
That's a cool dream.
And I was like in the video. Ah, da, 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 da. And that was the number 11 song that was playing and it went off and I just stayed asleep. Dead air.
Ugh.
I woke up and I was like, huh? I probably was asleep for 7 minutes. There's nothing on the air. And I just remember dreaming of Ricky Martin, Living La Vida Loca, because that was the last song that was playing as I fell asleep. And I woke up like, oh God, I switched it out. Nobody ever called me. Nobody ever.
No one was listening.
Oh.
Guess not. That was the scary and the funniest place I've ever fallen asleep. Amy?
I mean, I don't know if it's funny or not, but it was that time I was trying to be a step instructor. I was 18. And the fun part for me was the physical part, like when we would learn routines, because it was two parts. It was that part, learning how to actually do it, but then the like kinesiology part, like the books part. Where you have to like study and there's all these people there and you know, you're paying to be there. You want to get certified. And we were sitting all on this like gym floor and I'm like up against the wall and I just fall asleep completely, which probably is why I passed the actual physical part and failed the kinesiology part and why I am not a step instructor.
Dang.
Wow.
Dang. Ready?
So it was a party. George Strait was playing a concert in Kingsville, Texas, and me and three of my buddies went to go visit my brother because he lived there. And we went to the George Strait concert. Man, we went hard. We went real hard. And I remember waking up on the bathroom floor, and I had a roll of paper towels as my pillow.
Is this okay. The funniest place we passed out?
Yeah, that's passed out.
I'm not sleeping, guys. Sleeping.
No, that's passed out.
So you woke up. Go ahead.
I woke up on the bathroom floor with a roll of paper towels as my pillow, and everyone said that I threw up in the bathroom and never came out, and so then they just decided to leave me there.
Ew.
Yeah.
Is that passing out?
That's passing out.
But isn't that still asleep?
That's sure. Falling asleep.
Well, it wasn't your house, though. It was a friend's house, too.
Yeah, right? It was like, I guess where the party was.
Lunchbox?
I mean, I guess, I mean, I chose to sleep here because I was in South Padre for spring break and you were only allowed a certain amount of people in the hotel room. And so four people got wristbands, and the other three we kept trying to sneak in. And the last night they wouldn't let us in, so I tried to sleep in the back of the like the bed of the pickup truck. And they're like, oh, no, you can't even sleep on the property. So I went to an intersection, and they were doing construction, and those big cylinder, like, concrete...
Yeah, circle pipes. Tube things.
Yeah. I just climbed in there and fell, went to sleep.
What if they started construction?
Well, I woke up, and it was morning traffic, like, cars driving all around.
You were homeless.
I came out of the little tube and went walked back to the hotel.
What on earth?
Good for you, buddy. We're glad you made it. We're glad you all made it. Eddie made it. Amy didn't make it, but made it. You know? Okay, well, good. See, I feel like I get to know you guys a little better.
Yeah.
Let's get the show started now. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My little sister started dating a new guy a few months ago. And honestly, I don't know where she finds these guys. She's cute and smart and successful, but she has a habit of dating the worst guys around. I never say anything to her because I believe everyone deserves the benefit of the doubt. But she can do so much better than the dirt bags that she's been dating. How can I get her to see that she deserves to be with a good man who's as successful as her, who will treat her well? I don't know how to do that without specifically criticizing the guy that she's dating now. Signed, sister of a bad picker. Hey, I want to go to Morgan first. Just randomly.
Funny. Why, I see what you're doing here. She's been a bad picker?
Yeah.
Very bad.
Yeah, but a self-confessed bad picker.
Right.
She said it herself. Morgan... I don't know. What do you say? Some words here.
Yeah. So I've spent a lot of time in therapy. So I learned a lot of things. And when you are a smart, successful, great person, as you're describing your sister to be, you are a sparkler. And that attracts a whole lot of people. And it will attract some bad people who want to take advantage of you. But the only thing you can do, unfortunately, is allow her to figure that out herself. Because if you try to pull her away or try to tell her, she's just going to sink deeper into it. The best thing you can do is just be there and listen to her and help kind of guide her in a kind way. But if you pull on any string and be like, don't date this guy or don't do this, she's going to back off from you and she's going to shut out.
And dig in.
Yeah.
So you have someone with some of the dirtbags? Like, you have sisters or best friends. Like, did anybody pull you aside and say, hey, I think this guy is...
No, I mean, they would kindly say things like, now that I look back, I can tell that they were trying to let me in on something, but they learned, like, I'm just that kind of person that I, you know, I feel very deeply. And when I feel for somebody, you can't talk me out of it. And so I just kind of have to work through those feelings myself. And I have a feeling if she's this great of a person, there might be some similarities there. And that could be the case, is that she's just finding the wrong people and she's going to have to sift through that.
Why do you like losers, though?
It's not intentional. Like, you know, the way that my therapist explains it is like when you are a sparkler type of person, you attract people who think they can take that light from you. And you don't know that they're doing that until it's too late. And then you're already in it.
Oh, and you're already like, yes. Yeah,
you're already in love with them. And it's already happening. The movement's already there. And so it takes harder to get out of the situation. So
they're manipulative.
Yeah.
The only thing that I could say about talking to her, you can't talk to her when she's with a dude about a dude. You got to wait till she's not dating anybody and she's complaining about, why do I always have losers? Then you can kind of hop in, invited, and even uninvited if the relationships have gone bad, and be like, man, you know, relationship didn't go great. What do you think? And be like, yeah, you've kind of got this habit of, that way you're attacking nobody specifically.
Mm. Right.
You're just bringing awareness, but you can't go after this dirtbag here and be like, he's a loser.
Yeah, that's what my parents did. Like, after my bad, they're like, Morgan, you've got a bad picker. We got to figure this out. And so they didn't attack the guys, much like Bobby is saying. That's a great aspect to go after if you can.
What if she's in the relationship, but you still don't attack the guy? Because who knows?
Or do you physically attack the guy?
No, no.
Oh, wow.
like, say she's with him for another year, maybe what if, and I'm asking y'all what you think, like, you could just don't even mention the guy, even if she's with him, but more so like, hey, how are you feeling this relationship? Like, what is it that you're, is he meeting the needs of what you're looking for? Like, if you were to think of the positive things you want in someone, like.
She probably thinks he's meeting the needs.
Yeah, she'll say
you
yes.
Do?
Yeah. Yeah, you think you do until you just really don't.
Yeah, it takes a lot to get to that point. So you could ask gently a question of like, how are you feeling in this relationship? If she expressed things, maybe you can encourage her to see therapy because that could be an outside source to talk her through it. But having it from her personal people, I'm telling you, she's going to be like, no, I don't want to hear this. And she's just going to keep going in. Mm.
Good luck.
Yeah. It's like, yeah.
You got to find a moment where it's not about the dude specifically to have the talk. Otherwise, she has to learn her own lesson, sadly.
Yeah.
Tell her not to get pregnant. All right, there you go.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah, you don't want a dirtbag baby.
Right. You're terrible.
You got a baby's half dirtbag right there.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag.
Go over and talk to Matthew, who lives in Nashville. Hey, Matthew, what's up, buddy?
Morning, studio.
Morning.
Hey, Bobby, I just wanted to call and follow up with you. You gave us some advice on being present and in the moment during our wedding a couple months back. And I just wanted to thank you because mental pinning was a crucial part of our wedding and making sure that it was a perfect day. So,
what were you worried about? Like, what was the concern, or what was the question you asked when you called the first time?
So, honestly, I think it was more that I felt like I wasn't as involved in the wedding planning process, mm-hmm. which, you know, I feel like is stereotypical, but so I was worried that I was just going to blink and the whole moment was going to be over, and that I was just kind of going to be like, oh, yep, now I'm married. So
how was it? Like, was the night fantastic?
Oh, yeah. Everybody kept telling us, you know, there's going to be a few things that go wrong. And you just have to let them go. But honestly, I mean, I don't think there was a single thing that went wrong. And my wife and I talk about it. We were just, you know, reliving the moment, watching the wedding video, looking through pictures. And it was honestly a perfect day. So
was it like you snapped your fingers and it was over? Or Do you feel like
we talk about it and we both feel like we can remember, you know, the wedding so vividly and the ceremony and everybody there. So it was just honestly such a great day.
Did you smash the cake in her face?
Absolutely not.
Boo!
That was not our vibe.
Okay. Did she do the dollar dance?
She didn't. No, I think we were more about like kind of family centric, family focused. But we did like an anniversary dance to celebrate kind of our grandparents in that special way, and then have, you know, different people involved throughout the day in different facets.
Lunchbox thinks that's a boring wedding.
Yeah, you lost me at no cake smashing. That's not our vibe. So your vibe is not having fun and enjoying it. I mean, okay, let's be all uptight and
Any special song? Like, what was the first dance to?
Goodness.
Our first dance was to You by Dan and Shay.
Oh, that's cool.
But no, there was definitely fun moments. Me and the boys tucked down and we're smoking cigars by a fire pit at one part of the night. So it was a good time. It was a good time.
That's awesome. Well, I'm glad that you first had a successful wedding.
But do you hear what he said? He said we snuck. That means he's scared to do it. Like, he didn't just say, hey, we're going. Like, he had to sneak. Man, it is bad news for this relationship.
Well, it's warming him up for the rest of the marriage, you know?
Well, I don't even know that it was sneaking out because of the wife. It's like, you have so many guests there. To step away is hard.
Yeah, that's more so what it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, congratulations, and I appreciate you calling us back, and I hope you guys have a great first year. Did you already live together before you got married?
Yeah, we did.
Okay, so that first year will be a little easier then, for sure. All right, well, Matthew, congratulations, buddy.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys. Y'all have a good rest of your day.
All right, buddy, see you later.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So a New Orleans woman, Brittany Ricard, she's like this true success story. She has this skincare line that's been doing really well, Coda Skincare. She launched it in 2019, and with the success, she's been able to give back to her community because she grew up in public housing with her mom, single mom, raising three kids, and she saw the struggles that her mom had. So now with this money that she's been making, she went and bought like an apartment place for single moms to live. There's 10 units.
Wow.
And she made December rent free so that way they could focus on the holidays for their kids and buy gifts. But she also is organizing a seminar to help her tenants learn how to become homeowners.
That's wild. Like, they could talk about selfless.
So nice.
Or maybe not selfless, because again, she's doing something that affected herself.
Because she can empathize.
Trying to help other people. Yeah. That is a great story. Because there's not a level of money that you get to where you're just like, or at least that I know anybody that has it, that you're just like, you know what? I got a bunch of money. It doesn't even matter anymore. Because it doesn't matter where you get, there's always another. Like Miley Cyrus would say, on the climb. Even my really rich artist friends who have like helicopters and stuff, they'll be like, oh, I can't wait to get this new jet. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to get. So what I'm saying is, you never get to the point where you're just like, oh, I'm full. At Thanksgiving, you don't want to cut it off, right? Like, with money, it doesn't do that. She could do a million things for herself, but she did that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, I feel like this is just the beginning. Like, this is 10 units.
I'm glad you feel that way.
Who knows? Like, maybe next year she buys another 10 units.
That's awesome. Well, great story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. We don't want you guys to get scammed. So when we hear of one or if we fall for one, we come on and we go, scam alert! Scam alert! What we're going to do now, because Amy found this out, is we're going to help you hopefully not get scammed. So you never say your stuff out loud. That seems to be tough.
Well, yeah. And I talk louder than I think I do.
Okay.
Because sometimes I feel like I'm talking normal and whoever I'm talking to is like, hey, you know, or on an airplane, I feel like I'm talking. And my kids would be like, Mom, you're talking very loud. And I'm like, what? I feel like I'm talking normal. I don't know if it's because my ears are messed up. But yeah, I mean, there's times where I give sensitive or private information and other people might be listening in or overhearing. And she said, this expert, we should always have like pen and paper on us. And if we're giving sensitive information,
Type it on your phone, I guess.
Okay, or you could type it on your phone. And if you need to say something out loud, like say your social security or your driver's license number or your address.
Why would you have to give your social security number to somebody at a place?
I don't know.
Maybe you're on the phone.
Sometimes you have to give it out.
How are you going to let somebody on the phone see what you wrote on your phone?
Well, in that case, you need to be like, 4-4.
Yeah.
Whoa, you know? I think everybody in my age starts with a 4-4.
No, mine.
I'm not 4-4.
You're not? Okay. Well, there's lots of combos.
Okay.
You might be the only 4-4.
So anyway, you should pass a note and then destroy
like
the
store.
Evidence.
They're like, what's your address?
Sure. Anything.
You write it down and say, don't say it out loud, but here it is.
Yeah, you don't even have to hand it to them. You can just write it down, show it to them, and then you destroy it because you can't rely on them to keep it. It's just any sensitive information, don't say it out loud because people have devices, places, they're listening in, they're trying to get your information. And if it's their full-time job to snoop in a way, you never know when you might be near a snooper.
Okay, so what we're going to take from this is don't say your private information out loud, but if you have to, say it quietly.
No, she said write it down.
No, I know, but that ain't going to happen. I'm trying to think of a practical way to make this easier. Right. So, secondly, they would think you're robbing them.
Exactly. That's how they rob banks, dude.
Oh, my God.
You start writing, they hit the button immediately.
So,
I didn't think about that part, but...
So, Bones, say you're at the supermarket, right? Or you're exchanging something, and they say, all right, what's your address? You just tell them, like, come a little closer.
Yeah.
Like, you say, like, come.
Yeah.
No, Amy wants you to take a pen and paper out, get your ink and your quill, and find your piece of papyrus to write it down.
Yeah, because what if someone hears you giving your address, and now they know it, and they're, I don't know, they are thinking
Amy,
about
you're right.
harming
Amy,
you in
they were
some
just
way.
Waiting for somebody to say their address so they could kill them anyway.
You're right, Amy, because I was at the pharmacy, and there was a Predator, a Nashville hockey player that was in front of me.
God, oh, my God, Predator. That's not what we thought. Go ahead.
And they said, can you confirm your address for me? And he said his address, so I know where he lives. Like, I literally know where he lives.
Have you gone by there?
Do you remember it?
Yeah.
Why did you remember it?
I absolutely did.
Why?
So this is who we're trying to
keep from
listening.
Why did you remember it? We'll just let it go. Free it.
No, it was like he was there and I was like, wow, this is crazy.
Did you like Google it to see what it looks like? Or
yeah, yeah. I know exactly where it is. Like, and I was just like, wow,
have
that's
you driven by it?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Whatever.
Because I'm like, I want to see if he's in his front yard playing with his kid.
Yeah, that's wild to me.
So, okay, so don't. That
pharmacy's a good one because they always ask you to confirm that.
Yeah,
yeah, because at first he gave the address to the stadium and they're like, no, that's not it, sir. And then he gave his real address.
I mean, people can get a lot of addresses from me when I'm at the pharmacy. Whenever I have to ask that, I'm like, shoot, where did we live when I signed up for this? And I like run through a few addresses. Oh. And then finally they're like, is that one?
Did you write his down lunchbox in your phone?
No, I just got it in my head.
You still remember it?
Really? Remember it. Yep. Just remember it.
He remembers the most random
stuff. That's creepy. Yeah. And he's like proud of it. And he drove by it.
How would you not drive by it?
I would.
Like I said, I
wouldn't remember it.
I told you I was in the bathroom one time and I heard like two dudes like exchanging numbers. One of them was famous, a musician. I wrote the number down. I still have it.
That's what I'm saying.
You guys are so creepy.
I still have his number.
Who was the famous person?
Can I tell you?
Yeah.
He told us before.
G Love.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, at first I kind of thought y'all were going to think I was being a little ridiculous and now I'm
not. And now they're the ones you're hiding it from.
Exactly. Yes. I mean, okay. it could be these kind of guys or actual
killers.
Predators.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Amy.
No problem.
You guys are weird. Okay. Lunchbox, do you think that your garbage guy heard you disrespecting him and his profession on our show?
Oh, he must have, man. I'm telling you, that either that or someone that works with him told him they know where I live. He said before that he gets my trash. Because since I've been on that rant about you should not tip your garbage man, my garbage has not been picked up.
How many weeks?
3.5 weeks.
Wow, that's a long time.
Oh, dude, it is overflowing. Like the squirrel, like I can't close the lid. So there are holes in the bags because the squirrels are getting in there. Huh. I'm having to go down the alleys and just find trash cans that are not full and stick trash in it. Sometimes if I'm going to the grocery store, I throw a bag in the car and throw it in the trash can at the grocery store.
I felt that, yeah. So, it started not going away when you started saying don't tip them for the holidays.
100%.
Have you seen him around the neighborhood?
Oh, I see the garbage truck all the time.
Oh, so your neighbors, their trash
is empty. Oh, their trash is empty. But mine is absolutely full. And so I've gotten on there and sent a complaint to the city.
Okay, but then this is...
Gotten on there? Like,
you
want
to attract flies, use honey.
Dude, do flies like honey?
Don't use vinegar.
I don't know what you mean.
Nothing. Go ahead.
So I said, hey... There seems to be a problem. My garbage can has been, you know, blah, blah, blah. The garbage hadn't been coming. And they're like, okay. And then you submit the ticket or whatever. And then you get an email the next day. It's been resolved. No, it hasn't been resolved because my trash is still there. But there's no one.
So probably somebody's listening now that either knows your garbage man or is your garbage man. What would you like to say?
I'd like to say, pick up my garbage, man.
No. Nicer.
Hey, can you please pick up my garbage, man?
No, but like, you want to apologize for anything?
No, just because I don't tip you doesn't mean you can't do your job. You can't hold that against me.
I agree with that, but you were telling other people not to tip as well.
Right.
You were like trying to lead like a revolution.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's crazy that people tip you. I'm sorry that you have a job.
That's not helping you. That's not helping you.
I know it's not helping me, but my next step, I'm going to hit the councilwoman. Or the city council.
Please. Oh, my gosh. Please go to the city council.
You go to one of those meetings and you walk up and you, hello.
Well, I don't know about that. I was just going to email a city council person. Mm-hmm. Be like, hey, yo, what's up, city council people?
And don't think it's an accident. You haven't put your trash in the wrong place.
No, because I have an alley. So literally, my trash can just sits there.
And all the other trash cans around it get picked up.
Get picked up by mine.
That's hilarious.
You kind of brought this on yourself.
Dude. Not only my trash, but my recycle, too.
Oh, no.
It's not been picked up.
And does your wife say stuff like, why do you have to say dumb things on the radio?
Well, she did say, you know, this is probably your fault. And I said, what do you mean? She goes, well, I mean, is it a coincidence that it's been almost a month since we had our trash picked up? And that's when you told everybody not to tip the garbage man? So I said, if you see him in the mornings, I said, you need to go out there and flag him down.
Why her? You're the one that said
I'm at
he's
work.
Here.
He's at work. So I guess she could see them and say, I'm...
Would you like to apologize, Lunchbox?
I'm sorry for my husband's actions.
Yeah, I'm sorry that I didn't tip you and that I don't think you deserve a tip, but man, still pick up my garbage. But those squirrels are eating a lot. I mean, there's big old holes in my bag.
Like Thanksgiving.
It's gross. Because then there's little like trash on the ground all in. Oh, man. But yeah, so I have no trash service at my house.
Morgan is dealing not with exactly the same, but her, like your mail lady.
Yeah, so I gave her like something for Christmas. It was just like a gift card and something small. And I had given her treats years past. And so I ran into her when she was giving me a package. And she just was like, you know, I really miss your Oreo balls that you did. And I was like, that feels strange. I was like,
instead of like, thanks for the gift card, she was like, I really want those instead.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't have time to do that this year. And she was just like, yeah, they were really good. I mean, I've tried to remake them and stuff. They're just not as good as yours. Like, really honing in that I...
That's what I'm saying. You give them an inch, they take a mile. Like,
why mail people and garbage people?
That's what I'm saying. She gave them something else instead of what they're... And they're like, well, that's not good enough. It's sort of like... The homeless guy that stands at the street corner and says, we'll work for food or hungry, anything helps. And you try to hand them food and they're like, I don't want that crap. Well, what? Then don't put that sign up.
Okay. Why now are we talking about...
But it's crazy. Morgan did something nice for her and she's not even happy. Tell her to give her the gift card back.
I wouldn't do that.
She did at least give something. Yeah.
Yeah. I gave them a job.
You do.
No, but if I didn't have garbage, they wouldn't have jobs.
Yes, they would.
How nice of you.
They have jobs. They're not picking up your garbage at all.
You're right.
Yeah.
That's right. They're getting my neighbors. So, yeah.
When's the next day they should pick up your garbage?
It'll be on a Thursday.
So, Thursday.
Should be Thursday.
All right. We'll be waiting patiently. Is it just sitting outside?
Oh, just sits in the alley, man.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
There's going to be all kinds of animals back there.
He's probably dumping here at work, too. We don't know it.
Oh, yeah, we got a dumpster out there. I throw it in there.
All right, here's a voicemail we got over the weekend.
So I have a quick question. Do you know when the Million Dollar Show tickets will be out?
Great question. I just put on my Instagram that we will be having the Million Dollar Show again. It's seventh year, and all I can say now is the show will be in April.
April?
Yeah.
You didn't say that. Stanley said that.
True.
Okay.
The dog said it. I can't say it. Yeah.
Stanley said it.
But that's all I've said so far. We'll be doing it. It's a show for St. Jude. Eddie and I, the Raging Idiots. We have a bunch of our friends come in and play with us. I will tell you one. It doesn't matter. Not now.
What were we going to say?
Now's not the time and place. Okay. Next one up.
Amy, did you fart? You just blew me away.
What? That was good.
I didn't, but I get the joke.
Coming up, we'll do Amy's joke. Hopefully we'll be a little better than that. And the pile of stories, what do you have?
Well, rat snacking is a thing. I'm going to tell you what it is and how you can do it.
Okay, gross. Go ahead.
Things everyone should be...
We're going to eat rats? I would never eat a rat.
No, it's not called rat snacking.
Unless I'm doing a show like Bear Grylls.
Oh, you're not eating rats? That's not what that is?
No, you are eating like a rat.
Got it.
But you're not eating rats. And then also a list of things we should keep in our car according to a mechanic. And then... Chris Stapleton could have had a career in basketball. There's a legendary coach talking about him.
All that coming up next.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So eating like a rat is a thing.
What does that mean?
It's called rat snacking.
I sneak around sometimes and eat things I'm not supposed to. Does that make me a rat?
It involves scavenging through your kitchen and putting together foods in quirky, bite-sized combinations. Like, think a piece of chocolate on a potato chip, or a pickle wrapped in cheese, or an olive on a pretzel stick. Rat snack is like a hashtag.
It feels more like an artistic snack.
Yeah, it's creative.
Rat snack is me going, I know there's got to be one more bar around here somewhere. I'm digging, I'm looking under stuff, or there's some cereal that I must have stashed, and you find just a little bit in the bottom, so you mix that with another cereal that's not as good. Like, that to me feels like a rat snack.
Yeah, well.
I do a lot of rat snacking.
It's a thing with millions and millions and millions of views on TikTok, so you could search it out if you want to get some rat snack ideas. All right, I have a list of things that everyone should have in their glove compartment or somewhere in their car. I'm going to see how we're doing on the show.
Pistol.
Yeah, a knife.
A bomb.
okay.
That's a lot.
I'll start at the top.
Go ahead.
Flashlight.
Yeah, I don't.
No. I got one on my cell phone.
Oh, true.
That's good.
Okay. Or if it goes dead, though, battery.
Yes. Your car's manual.
Yeah, I think.
Okay. Proof of insurance and registration.
I think so.
Tire pressure gauge.
My stuff's always expired, but it's in there.
No, I definitely don't have that.
What?
Tire pressure gauge.
No.
A mini first aid kit.
No.
I keep Band-Aids in my purse all the time.
Oh, in your man purse.
Mm-hmm. Cool. You could call it a bag, but It's fine.
It's definitely a purse.
I chose to call it a purse.
But it's a bag.
It
looks like a purse.
It's a body. It's a strap. It goes around my shoulders. It's a purse.
A multi-tool. Like, this is more than a Swiss Army knife. It's got, like, you know, pliers, a little screwdriver, and a small knife.
How big is this?
A multi-tool. They're small.
No, not that. Talking about the glove compartment.
Well, it could be scattered about the glove. You've got your thing in the middle of the front seat, and then you've got your glove compartment.
That's the glove compartment. The middle thing is called the console.
Okay, well, you've got your console and your glove compartment. Pick. Fill it up with both. Hold on. I'm going to start. Spare fuses.
What in the... No.
It says that it's good to have backups while you're on the road.
What, you have 87 Oldsmobiles? Spare fuse?
Listen, I don't know. All I have... I don't have any of this except for my insurance and registration, but I do have a tourniquet.
Oh, that's good. Like a belt?
Just in case. No, it's an actual little... It's a tourniquet.
Like a wrap?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, cool. I have no fuses.
Okay, but we should be prepared, and I want to start putting food in my car, and you never know.
I would, too, but I eat it immediately. It's like when you give M&M's at the movies, and you're like, I'm going to have these slowly throughout the whole movie. And before the first preview's over, you've already put the whole box of peanut M&M's down.
Well, could you keep it in the back in, like, a box that's, like, you can't get to while you're driving?
I'm sure, but I'm not going to, but thank you for asking.
Okay. Yeah. Well, especially during wintertime.
Yeah.
Load up your car with stuff. You never know. So you know Rick Pitino?
Basketball coach, yes.
Yeah. Legendary.
Yeah, you don't know him because you're saying it weirdly. But yes, why?
Just say that on there.
I feel like I've... Oh, yeah. Basketball coaching legend, they say.
Yes.
Okay, this is just a cool story. He posted a throwback on Twitter of him with Chris Stapleton from the summer camp that he used to do back in the late 80s and 90s.
In Kentucky.
Yes, it was in Lexington, Kentucky. And Chris Stapleton attended the camp. And apparently, according to Coach Pitino, he encouraged Chris to, you know... focus on music instead.
I mean, it doesn't look... Chris Stapleton is a kid with... And kids don't have long beards.
No beard.
It just looks... It's so funny. There he is.
But yeah, and he posted it funny. He was like, hey, you know, don't thank me, Chris. It's okay. Like saying, I nudged him. Obviously, he's being a little sarcastic, but...
Chris is in Friday, by the way, I do believe, this week.
Mm-hmm.
He's not this Friday, next Friday? Okay, next Friday is Friday Morning Conversation.
I saw it on the calendar. I didn't know when
it was coming. Yeah.
No.
And Rick Pitino's in tomorrow.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Okay, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
15-year-old Brody Hooks from Perry, Ohio. He likes his bicycle and he knows, man, some kids don't have bikes. He's just like, I should give kids bikes. So he started going to local landfills and finding bikes that were discarded, thrown away, trash. We're like, they're not good anymore. He's like, you know what? I'm going to take those bikes and I'm going to redo them.
Mm.
And
what would you do with that?
Oh, man. Refurbish.
Correct. He'd refurbish the old bikes.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
He took the old bikes and did that. And he started giving them away to kids. He's like, by the end of the school year, because he's a sophomore, he's like, I'm going to try to give away 50 bikes to kids. Well, the news got a hold of it. All of a sudden, people started throwing parts at him, donations, old bikes. Here, you can fix this one up. So far, he's given away a total of 72 bicycles, and his charity is called Upcycle Cycles.
Upcycle Cycles. That's pretty cool. What's his name again?
His name is Brody Hicks.
Brody, big shout out, buddy. That's awesome. We're going to close it, but we're going to stay on, Ray, so go ahead.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
So that's what it's all about right there.
Nailed it.
If that story sounded familiar, it's because... we did it on Friday, and Lunchbox tried, but he kept saying refurbied.
Right.
And we were like, what are you saying here?
Man, I could fix this up, so he'd refurby them. And
say that again. That's a good term.
Refurbying old bicycles to donate to kids in need. So he would
say that?
Refurbying.
What does the word say exactly?
Refurbishing.
Refurbishing. Say it again.
Refurbishing.
The thing is, like, lunch.
Refurbishing.
Boom, got it.
Yeah.
Refurbishing.
Oh, so it's not refurby.
So we spent the whole bit on Friday not celebrating this kid.
Brody Hicks.
Yes, but working with Lunchbox on English, which we all need help at times, but he just quit on refurbishing and went refurbying. That, to me, it's not that he mispronounced it. we mispronounce stuff all the time. He missed a big part of the word.
But have you guys not heard of Furbies?
Yes, a Furby. But
that's what is that then?
There's an ish in that word, though.
A Furby's a little like... Some words are just difficult.
Well, also, I didn't jump on him at first because I thought maybe that's what kids were saying now, refurby and stuff. And I was like, what is that? And then I realized... He just wasn't saying it right. And then he accidentally cursed in the same segment.
I don't think I did.
You for sure did. I can't play the curse word part, but here you go.
And he's hoping that maybe he'll get more sponsorships, more people will see him. And
more sponsor what? So he didn't say sponsorships.
He said the bad word?
Yes.
Well, we had him all
like, how did you
tongue-tied.
Do that?
We're sponsored.
So, good job. You fought back.
Yeah.
It's not about getting knocked down. It's how you get
I spent
up.
All weekend studying.
Good job.
You know,
you get to refurbish that break.
You get to retake a test. Oh man, that's when you study it actually.
But
he
was trying to just say redo.
Redo.
Yeah, you guys trying to make me do that word again. But yeah.
That's a great story. Lunchbox, this is something good about you. You can say perseverance.
I know that word.
But you can't say
refurb.
Yeah, refurb. Okay, thank you. There you go. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.